this morning we talked about the causes of indifference, and tonight we want to talk about the effects of indifference. For those of you that are not able to be here this morning, we talked this morning about indifference being something that doesn't happen overnight. It's something that we called a creeping paralysis, and it's something that when we have indifference, it's because we fail to make some things happen. We fail to make Christianity something that we apply to our lives. We don't make it practical. And many times there's also a failure of spiritual leadership where things are not being taken care of that we need to take care of. And we also mentioned 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 4, mentioned several things that have to do with indifference, things that people do not take care of in their lives when they are indifferent to what the Word of God has to say. 2 Timothy chapter 3 talks about being lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal and not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Also, a symptom of indifference is found in Luke chapter 8, the parable of the soil or the parable of the sower. Talks about the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life and bring no fruit to maturity. When people are indifferent to the Word of God and do not apply it to themselves, that's the effect that it can have on the Word germinating in your life. Also, we need to think about what takes first place in our life and how much time do we really dedicate to knowing God's Word. When our kids go off to school, they go to school, you know, from about 8 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the afternoon. And I guess it could be debatable how much of that time is actually spent studying, but let's say that 70% of the time that they spend during the day at school is actually spent in class and studying, and maybe the rest of it is lunch, going, you know, walking down the halls, PE, and that kind of thing. So they're getting that instruction 5 days a week. Let's say that you spent 1 hour a week in school and you did no homework during the week. How long would it take you to get out of the first grade? Well, that seems a little ridiculous, doesn't it? 1 hour a week. But isn't that the amount of time that some people apply to their spiritual life? 1 hour a week, maybe two, maybe three, and do nothing at home about it. Don't read their Bible at home. Don't spend any time trying to gain any knowledge spiritually. Well, how long would it take us to get out of spiritual first grade, if we apply it that way? How long would it take us to graduate from high school if we applied the same amount of time to our schoolwork that we do to our spiritual life? I think it's a thought-provoking question. And we need to understand that we need to apply ourselves. And indifference to our spiritual life is evident when we look at the amount of time that we spend in spiritual things. When you look in the Bible, you will not see the word indifference. At least I don't think it may be rendered, something may be rendered indifference in a translation here or there, but I don't think you'll find the word. So it's unscriptural, isn't it? It's unscriptural, and certainly the idea of indifference is unscriptural. It's not an attitude that we ought to have. Like we said this morning, it is a lack of feeling for or against anything and being apathetic. And we do not need to be apathetic toward God's Word. So what are some of the effects of indifference? Well, it can be seen in our attitude toward God's Word. If you remember several years ago up in the Gardendale area, there was it's still there actually, but the Mormon church built a temple up there. And if You went. You can't go into it now. Common folks can't go into it. You don't have to be a member of their church. But they opened that up so that people could take a tour of it. And when Jarrell and I went and took a tour of it, and there were protesters there from the Baptist Church in Gardendale protesting that Mormonism is not a true religion. I found that interesting that they were out, you know, passing out flyers. And of course, you know, in that regard, the Baptist Church was right that Mormonism is not what people should be doing. But after that, there was a letter to the editor in the Birmingham News condemning the Baptists for trying to convert the Mormons. And they just needed to do what they do and leave everybody else alone. And they didn't need to be messing with any other religions. And of course, that sentiment may be shared by a lot of people. You know, they're trying to do what they thought that they needed to do in that regard and teach people that this was not a true religion and point out the errors that it contains. But some people say, well, just leave everybody else alone. And others may say, well, it doesn't make any difference anyway. You can't know what the Bible says. Nobody can really understand it. It's too complicated. Or they want to leave that up to somebody else to figure out. Well, when people have the attitude toward God's Word that it's too hard for me to understand and I can't figure it out, well, they're not likely to apply it to themselves. Or if they... You know, sometimes people have the attitude that they want to jump right into the complex before they have a foundation. And, you know, when we go to school, there's things that are laid on top of each other. We understand Algebra 1 before we understand Algebra 2, if you ever understand it. But there's an order in that you take those things. You know, if somebody doesn't jump in to Algebra 2 before they've taken, you know, some basic math and then Algebra 1. And the same thing is true of many other subjects as well. You are laying a foundation. I believe God's Word is like that too. We learn basic things that we need to know. Those on the day of Pentecost didn't understand a lot, but they understood who they were and who God was, and that they had killed Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that they were guilty of that, and they needed to do something about it. There are many things that they did not understand and know at that time that they learned later. So, when it comes to our attitude toward God's Word, we need to know that we are going to learn as we grow, and we need to make an effort to do that. Unfortunately, there are some that believe that only certain ones can understand. Of course, the Catholic Church teaches that they are infallible, and that they are the ones that can explain to the common people what is meant by the Bible, and you're not supposed to study it for yourself. But sometimes brethren have the same type of attitude when they feel like they can't answer anybody's question, that they have to go get the preacher or the elder to answer something. And, you know, one of the things that I really appreciate that my dad did when I was growing up was he took me to a lot of classes when he was teaching people, so I got to see how he taught people. And I don't know how many people we would hear when a question comes up, and my dad would say, well, what do you think this means? And, of course, the Bible is clear about these subjects, and they would not want to answer. You know, they would not want to say what the Bible said because it contradicted something that they were practicing. And they said, well, I can't answer that. I need to ask my preacher, or I want to get my preacher to answer that question for you. Because they were convinced that they didn't want to answer it, or that they couldn't answer it, and somebody more qualified could do it for them. Because certainly it couldn't mean what they thought it meant. They had to get somebody else more qualified to explain to them why it didn't mean what it sounded like it meant. So, many are that way. They want somebody else to give an answer for them. But we understand on the Day of Judgment we will all answer for ourselves, answer for our own lives in the way that we lived. So, we need to understand that indifference toward God's Word can be seen in the way that we live. Tonight, when Noah read Proverbs chapter 2, you notice